You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Thursday, my favourite day of the week. It is Thursday, and every Thursday, our dear friend, Mark Lupo joins us. Hey, Loopy, are you there?
Loopy Lewis here. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Loopy, Loopy Lou, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is also my favorite day of the week. We always say this, but truly, it's a beautiful day here, but, you know, it's nice tonight to go out. The weekend is coming.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. I'll see you tonight. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Oh, I had a little bit of a frog in my throat there. Hang on one second. This story, Mark, is so delicious. So we have a royal jam war. You heard that right. So days after Meghan Markle released her jam, guess who is now touting their own jam? Buckingham Palace. You heard that right. So a recent promotion by Buckingham Palace's Strawberry Preserve, shortly after Meghan Markle released her own line of jams, has sparked speculation amongst royal watchers. On Wednesday, Buckingham Palace's shop, yes, they have a gift shop in the palace, took to their Instagram account to post a video showing Royal Strawberry Preserve. It sounds lovely, set to the soothing music of Mozart, very fancy. They wrote the following on the post, quote, "As Strawberry Preserve is made using only the finest berries and is delicious served in a variety of ways." Now, the timing of this, Mark, it's very, very suspicious. I'm starting to giggle because Meghan just released her own jam line. The comments are hilarious. Go to the Buckingham Palace Instagram page, their official page. Read these comments. Lots of people are saying, this is so shady. This is just shady, shady, shady. What do you think?
Oh, my God. This is the most petty thing I've seen, and it's in the best way. And I will say, because, you know, it's like finally the palace is in on the joke. You know, I think they are laughing at this whole situation. It seems like maybe they've hired a younger social media person to kind of like spice things up and just like, you know, give us all a chuckle about this. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it when different companies take little jabs at each other. And Meghan is a company here. She's a human being too. I do get that. But I agree with you. I can't imagine. Maybe King Charles is sitting around saying, let's do this. But I do think maybe they've hired some young sassy gay guy who's like, Meghan, watch this. Now, they've been selling jam at this gift shop for a very long time. So it's not as if they just suddenly decided, let's put out a jam. Let's go into the jam business as a family. So they've often sold these sort of organic olive oils, jams, different products. But what's so interesting to me is they decided to promote it officially to their millions of followers just days after Meghan. Now, if I had been the king, or maybe even Prince William, I'd say, no, let's pull that ad. It's basically an ad. Let's not promote the jam this month. Let's promote the olive oil. Let's promote something else. Like, is this the month we should be promoting the jam? And let's face it, it's not as though the family are schmuckers. They don't rely on the income from jam to keep the palace lights on. They have tons of money. How much money can they make from this jam? I mean, really, how much? They're little pots of jam, and they're only sold, I think, in the gift shop, maybe online. It's quite hard to get hold of this royal jam. I think they might have it at some stores too in London, but it clearly isn't the main financial centre of the family. It's not the main financial anchor of the company. So I might be like, let Meghan have the jam.
Yeah, I mean, it's... For Meghan, you know, people pointed out on her jam, there's a logo on the bottle that looks very much like the royal crest. And so
it does.
I think there's speculation that maybe, you know, Meghan is, you know, swerving into lanes that, you know, she shouldn't. But I think it's really funny. And I think I had a good laugh about it, but it makes me also wonder... I guess things are not resolved between Meghan.
Oh, they're not, Mark. Like, it's worse than ever. It's worse than ever, the pettiness within the palace. What I'm told, which I think is really interesting too, is that it's not just the family, it's the entire staff. People inside Buckingham Palace are very loyal to the king, to the crown, and they're really, really angry still with Meghan, and they're making these decisions that are coming across as petty. They are petty, and in the long run, it's not going to help the family. And also, too, let's be clear about this, they don't need all the money. So they don't need all the money from this jam. So it's just like a petty move. But I want to know what you have to think about this, Nortiz, which brings us to our poll question of the day. So jam wars. Buckingham Palace, the official strawberry jam of Buckingham Palace, has been released just a few days after Meghan Markle has released her jam. My question's naughty, but I love it. Whose jam would you rather eat? Would you rather have the palace jam on your toast this morning, or Meghan's rustic jam? I don't even know what that means, rustic. Maybe it's very hearty. Maybe the berries are a little bit older. Oh, that doesn't sound very nice. I want fresh berries. Well, go and vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. I can't believe we started the show, Mark, with breaking jam news. Da, da, da.
So funny. We are ridiculous, but I have a different story for you. A more concerning story. Taylor Swift is concerned Travis Kelce may buckle under the pressure of fame.
Ooh.
Okay, so Taylor Swift is deeply in love with Travis Kelce, as we know, but she's also feeling anxious about the potential challenges that come with their relationship, particularly regarding fame. Now, sources have revealed to Page Six that Swift is eager for a happy ending with Kelce, and this desire is leading to her to worry about jinxing their relationship. And while Kelce is accustomed to being in the spotlight and having hosted a podcast and started his own reality show, Swift's level of fame is on a different scale and can be overwhelming to anyone. And the insider also shared there's very little oxygen between Taylor Swift's fame and her life, and Travis is a peacock, but he's never dated a celebrity before, and she's one of the most famous women in the world, and right now he's enjoying everything, and he's hoping that it stays like that. Now, Rob, Taylor Swift cannot enter a mall. She cannot walk around New York City without being mobbed. And I would imagine at some point that becomes very overwhelming for any person or couple. What do you think is going on here?
I think this is just a curse, and it makes me really sad, because a lot of us grow up thinking if we're rich and famous, all our problems go away. And that is not always the case. Taylor is the most famous person in the world, and as the source told Page Six, it's a different level of fame. He's very famous, but he's not as famous as Taylor Swift. And also, too, I thought this was so interesting. The line between her fame and who she is very blurred. Mm. She is Taylor Swift now. Boy. So even when she's just brushing her teeth, she's Taylor Swift. When she looks in the mirror, she's Taylor Swift. And I think that must be so much pressure for her to handle, let alone somebody else. Bringing somebody into your world, when you meet a new date, Mark, when you met Kevin Jonas and brought him into Loopy's world, it's a lot. You've got unusual friends, we've got exciting friends, we've got some friends that are a bit grumpy, you've got some showbiz friends. It's a lot. Can you imagine bringing somebody into the world of Taylor Swift? I just can't imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, I think in adding to that, then you have the public who's then commenting, speculating, weighing in on every move that you make. And I would imagine they're reading those headlines, and then that kind of probably, you know, causes issues or, you know, distance, or just the pressure of trying to maintain the expectation that they're the perfect couple. There's just so many layers that make it difficult for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me feel sad for Taylor here, but I like that she's aware of it. She's very, very smart. She knows this is a problem. I think her past relationships have been in trouble because of her level of fame. It's really hard to, and particularly because she's a woman, let's be clear here. If the man was more famous, we might be okay. When I was working with Jessica Simpson, it was when Jessica became more famous than Nick that the trouble started in the marriage. When they first got together, Nick was a star and Jessica really wasn't. He was the bigger star. After the reality show, Jessica became the star of that family. Let's be clear, it's always about Jessica Simpson. It's really tricky. I've been on red carpets where they've asked big celebrities, Ben Affleck, to get out of the way so they can do a solo shot of J-Lo. It's always going to be the picture of the woman, of the dress that sells. That's what the newspapers want. That's what the magazines want. It's really quite hard. I do think one of the reasons I like him so much is that I do believe he's got his eyes open too, and he is man enough that he can let her be the star. He knows it's about her. He knows that all the time he's asked about her. He knows if they're spotted out together, people are going to push him out of the way to get to Taylor Swift. And so I think he's aware of all this, but it doesn't make it any easier. Fingers crossed. Such a sad story, but one that I think if anybody can figure this out, it's Taylor. Okay, moving along, Ryan Seacrest has split with his girlfriend Aubrey Page after 3 years together. So sources are confirming this to People magazine. Now, the fact people are reporting it, the source has to be the publicist.
Right. Like,
it has to be somebody, really, so we don't have to doubt this one here.
Right.
And so they've broken up romantically. Oh, I like this. They plan to remain good friends and support each other. They always say that. Never happens.
Never happens.
No. It's like when you break up too. Oh, I'm going to remain friends with him. And 6 weeks later, who are you? So they're going to tend to remain friends. They first went public with their relationship in 2021. I'm told what's going on here is that Ryan has once again picked his career over love. He's starting on Wheel of Fortune in a couple of months, and this might be potentially the biggest TV job he's ever had. It is huge to fill the shoes of a legendary host. So when he went into Kelly's show, he was only 50% of it. So Kelly could help him shoulder that burden. But this is him. Wheel of Fortune is Ryan. It has been on TV a really long time. It makes millions of dollars. And he might not be the one that the public accept. He's hoping he will be. I'm sure he will. But that's a lot of pressure. Don't get me wrong here. Don't be worried. Ryan's earning a ton of money. He's going to be fine, even if the show bombs. But you don't want to be the person that takes over a massive, a legendary franchise and watch it implode on your watch. He's under a lot of pressure.
He is. And this kind of reminds me of Tom Brady, right? Where it's like Tom was just married to football, and that was always his first priority. And, you know, Ryan's a really nice guy. I've gotten to interview him over the years, and I noticed that he's a pattern in his dating life. It's always 3 years. He dates someone for three years, and then it breaks off. Another 3 years, and it breaks. Same for this situation. And I think, you know, there's something to be said for that. And you take a look at yourself and say, what is most important? Is it my career? Is it my love life? Can I have both? Maybe I lose a job. Maybe I stop hosting American Idol. But something has to give if he wants to have a long-term relationship.
Yeah, you're right. He keeps adding work, not taking away.
Yeah.
He's not leaving one job to go to another. It's just keeping adding and adding. And there's only so many hours in the day. And he does what he does. Let me be clear here. I'm a fan of Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
He does so well. There's no one better. But the amount of work that goes into being that good is extraordinary. He makes it look easy. It's not. It's really, really hard. And his dedication to his craft is something that I really admire. But there's only so many hours in the day, and I would imagine it's very difficult for him to have both this amazing career and also to an amazing private life. Okay, Mark, what is going on talking about love with Tori Spelling? A big revelation.
Yes, so Tori Spelling opened up about her teenage romance with former Beverly Hills 90210 co-star Brian Austin Green, describing him as her first love and the only man who has broken her heart. Which is interesting.
Ouch.
I was a fan of the show and didn't realize they dated. But so Spelling and Green, who portrayed love interest Donna Martin and David Silver on the iconic 90s show, dated as teenagers while working on Beverly Hills 90210. And amid her divorce from Dee McDermott after 18 years of marriage, Spelling discussed her feelings with Green, pondering whether she was truly in love during her marriage. 18 years and not sure if you were in love. What do you think?
If I was Dean, I would be furious. We've all got our first love, and that's a fact. Mine was Craig Smith. Who was yours, Mark? Who was your first love?
Oh, I can't name it on this podcast.
Can't say his name, but we've all got them. We all know who it is. That doesn't take away from other loves in your life. Someone always has to be first. But to be married to somebody for 18 years that you get divorced from, and that didn't break your heart, the only man that broke her heart was Brian Austin Green, that's a real snub to Dean. I think Tori knows exactly what she's doing here. There is a lot of bad blood between Tori and Dean, and so I think this is just another poke in the eye at that relationship. You know, it's a wicked thing to say, to be married to somebody for 18 years and he didn't break your heart, but your first love did. Ooh, not nice. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Hey, last show we talked about Kate and William. They put out an adorable picture. Louis turns 6 years old. He's so cute in this picture. They've already been accused of another Photoshop scandal. People are saying they Photoshopped it. It's too perfect. It looks fabulous to me. I don't see any evidence of any Photoshop. They're not that stupid. After what happened on Mother's Day, they're not going to be playing that game again. But what do you think, Naughties? Do you think they're guilty or innocent? What do you think? Is this Photoshopped? Let's have a look. Oh, 82% said innocent, no Photoshop. I am with you. Don't forget to vote. On today's poll, go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now my favourite part of the show, and nicest of the day.
It's Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Oh,
boom.
So the couple recently enjoyed a private couples getaway with Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid in Carmel by the Sea in California. Yeah, this is an interesting pairing. So this exclusive trip was confirmed by Travis Kelce's mother, Donna, of course.
Donna.
Who mentioned it to people in Las Vegas. Donna,
Donna
is loose
lips. I love her.
And apparently during the trip, a fan also claimed on Instagram to have spotted Taylor and Travis dining at a restaurant in the same area. And a couple who've been keeping a low profile since they were seen together at Coachella were reportedly cozy and affectionate while watching performances by Ice Spice and Jack Ardanoff.
I love a double date. She's quite friendly with Bradley Cooper. Remember, she was spotted arriving at his townhouse in New York. I think it was his birthday. Hugh Jackman was there, Bradley Cooper, and also Taylor Swift. So they are quite friendly. Maybe they'll work on a project. Maybe she will be his next Lady Gaga in a big musical movie. Yes. Oh, I'm all for that. I like this. It is interesting, though. When you date somebody, you have to fit into their friendship group. And Taylor's friendship group happened to be some of the most famous people in the world. Couples vacations. Oh, our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Glenn Powell. Hunky Glenn Powell, may I add. You know him from Top Gun. He's always shirtless. Absolutely delicious. He made a new movie with Sydney Sweeney. It was called Anyone But You. It did not do very well, but if you remember before the movie came out, there was lots of pictures of them together, frolicking in the beach, looking gorgeous. They seem to be dating. He is now confirming that all that was fake. It was all staged to make people more interested in their chemistry, more interested in them. He said that she was the one actually behind this. He gives her full credit for being the driving force. So Sydney here was the driving force, highlighting the strategic decisions they made or she made to enhance their appeal of their characters. Ultimately, it did not work. I hate when movie stars do that. Before a movie comes out, we often see people together and it's all made up. When I was working with J-Lo, she did Made in Manhattan, and we used to stage pictures of her and Ralph Fiennes, and they actually did not get along very well in real life, but we'd always stage pictures of them laughing, having an ice cream, having dinner together. And I just don't know if it really works. I think we're too smart.
I mean, now I'm feeling upset. I feel like I was duped in some way. I kind of did believe that they were maybe something, a couple. And it's like, why would you tell us this now? Like I'm not going to believe you for the next one.
Yes, yes, yes. The boy or the lady that cried wolf. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Do you know the expression, Mark? Curiosity kills the cat. Well, actually, it is the opposite for humans. Let me explain. There is new research out there that reveals the more questions you ask, the longer and the happier you live. And so, if you're curious, if you're a nosy person, if you ask a lot of questions, you're probably going to have a happier life. Be interested in your friends. Be interested in your family. Ask questions. Show up. If you're invited to events, even if you don't think you want to go, show up, because that's the secret to real happiness. Be curious. What do you think?
I mean, I think that's what me and you have in common. We're very nosy and very curious. Nosy. And it always, you know, that's how you learn, right?
That's how you learn. It's not only how you learn, Mark. It's how you show you care. Mm. Ask questions when you meet a friend for coffee. Turn up. Yeah. Ask questions. Find out what's going on. I saw some people a couple of days ago, friends. I was out having a drink at Bottino with a group of my friends, and next to me there was a table of friends. They were all on their cell phones. They didn't speak. Mm. They just sat there texting, I don't think each other, but other people. When you're with somebody, really, really pay attention, and the rewards will be a happier life. Hey, that is it for today. Before we want to go, I want to thank Susie Joy. I got a lovely note from a podcast listener in Texas saying, I absolutely love the show, particularly the little inspiration, motivational tips by Rob. Thank you for that. I think you like the motivational stuff, the moment of Rob, more than the gossip. But Susie, we are thrilled to have you as a listener. If you want to send me an email, please do. The Naughty Gossip is my email address. TheNaughtyGossip@AOL.com. Email me your thoughts. I promise you it's not an assistant. I am reading them all. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.